Bro, sorry, this, from this month subject, the transforming the problem in happiness or the using the problem, you see, as to support rather interfering to support to oneself, to actualize the path, to actualize the path, the right path to the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. You see, in other words, to develop mind towards that, rather become interfering, you see, to use the problem as a support to benefit. So this has to be done by two thoughts. One is the eliminating, you say, stopping, you know, the thought that which look at the life, is it this, this is looking at it, the problem, and then you see establishing thought this life. then second one, looking at the, establishing the thought, that which look at the problem, happiness, which look at the problem, which look at the problem, see, the happiness, positive happiness, positive. And then you see, this way establishing thought like. So if one get, so the first one, if one get the first one, the you see, eliminating the thought that which get interprets the life problem, and then you see, establish dislike, you know. So the way to this, then by realizing that it is natural. It is natural that you get habituated, the mind get trained. You see, even follow to the mind that which interprets the life situation as problem, and you see. Establish this life, then you see one get trained, one become habituated, or one get trained, the mind get trained that way. Mind get trained that way. Then that then almost everything. In the life, you see, almost everything becomes a problem. Then, not, you see, not knowing that. So without without recognizing this, then having the complete hallucination. That the problem only came from outside. In everyday life, every problem that appears to oneself, then we say point it outside. other sentient beings, pointed, blamed on others outside sentient beings, or outside you see, and then outside you see elements, outside phenomena. Then with this, with this, you see, say, hallucination, this wrong recognition from where the problem came. Then, and they say, increases the, like fire, increases the problems of the life. And the negative actions, you know, and negative thoughts, all these things. Then, you see, it increases like, you know, like flame coming. For example, person who is a paranoia, if some people, I think, seems people call also schizophrenic to this one. However, but this is not regard to paranoia. What about the person hearing strange things, hearing strange things in the, hearing or seeing things without seeing things, seeing things what other people don't see. That is schizophrenia or that's a paranoia? Yeah, so that's schizophrenia or family? Paranoia. On the basis of schizophrenia. Yeah. So even one see goats or birds, you see, thinking that they are complaining to me, they are telling me bad, or the people next, even there's nobody in next room, but one here, you see, the people next room, such person is criticizing me, you know, things like that. Even there's nobody there, even the person never came around, but you see, one here, these things, and one believe actually that person came. One believe that a person came and criticized, like you or the next room or outside the house, things like that. However, however, it's full of examples. But this is one example. So you see, immediately one analyze whether the person immediately you analyze, you ask the other person, or you check whether the person is there. You see. So instead of living the life with instead of living the life that you make, that you create your own belief, you create your own belief instead of, and then then living the life with that belief and torturing. That belief is torturing you, making, causing that belief oneself, oneself make up the belief, and then then oneself make the belief to torture oneself. Which is all the worldly fears. so then, which leads to communist society and many other problems. you know, then you become even completely wild, crazy. However, then, which leads to many, many other problems. so, one immediately, one analyze, instead of believing, instead of believing this, how say, instead of listening to one's mind, instead of immediately listening, you know, believing to one's mind, what the mind says. Instead of that, you analyze whether that's true or not. then, so by analyzing, then if you want to find, the person never came there, you see, never came around. you see, that day or that time. However, one want to find out it's not true. But but to find out that's not true has to come from by not completely believing to the mind. You see, has to come from finding out the find out that's not true has to come from the you see through analysis the checking for it, what, you know, checking for it, and the checking for whether it's not what's true or not, checking for that has to come you see by not believing completely to one's mind. That concept, you see. But if one completely believe it, but if one completely believe that concept, then the checking whether that it really happened or not, you see, that opportunity doesn't happen, it's blocked. So that doesn't happen. So when one find out, when one find out that person is not there, that person, you know, who you believe that criticizing you, talking something bad about you, you see, it's not there. You see, in the room. Or it's not there or wasn't there. You see, at that time. then one recognizes, you see, it's not true. This concept is not true. Concept is not true. And then that help by finding out that's not true, the first thing is not true. Then also when you hear second thing, not the same thing, but maybe different, you see. So then, also, you see, then it's easy to not follow the mind. Once you find out the first one is not true, then it's easy to find out, you see, easy to not believe the concept, you see. The second one, then you have doubt. you see, even there's still doubt whether it's true or not, but there's more faith because of the first experience. There's more faith. You see, that might be just my own hallucination. So you see, so this helps to you see. uh, Trujahuna, that is one's own hallucination, is a see, however, say, my own hallucination, the Tibetan call wind disease, but there are many different types of, there are many different types of wind disease. it's very easy. it's very easy to discriminate what is how this happened outside condition, inside inner cause, outside condition. It's nothing difficult. as far as the East, you see in according to Eastern culture, these things are nothing difficult to explain or to understand. especially relating to the teaching of the Buddha, these phenomena are very simple to understand. So recently when I was in Adelaide, so one evening, there was a show in TV. I think that was in Melbourne. It was in Melbourne about schizophrenia. But there was a program on the schizophrenia. there's one place that maybe people stay together. This place, however, there's one lady in TV that crying and really asking for help, saying the doctors, saying that doctors could not explain why this happened, and why many people explain this, that and say nobody say no doctor could help them. So there, one lady was crying very much and really asking, really asking for help. she was in the TV. She was crying. She was asking, please help. So, however, those type of things did something, say, that delusions, desire, out of attachment, ignorant attachment. Then you see the degenerated samaya, or the some unwholesome action is done out of a strong, attachment, and some unwholesome action done. Then that which so that's the main cause. You see, main cause. Then some unwholesome action done. or related to the holy beings, or related to the other living beings. However, you see, then you see, having created, also having created some problem, having created some, there's some, I say some, having created some problem. some, see, say, some problem, some unwholesome thing. one has some fear. Create some problem, the one has some fear of that. and then some worry. create some worry. Something's going, some danger is going to happen to oneself, or that this person is going to talk about my mistakes, or something. You see, some to receive some criticism or something, you see, bad reputation. However, then, because originally, with the delusion, they say unwholesome, some unconscious action done. So, something that done, that was upset other, you see, beings, there are other beings, you see, around, you see, other than human being, other than human being, the other beings, or upset them, or however, after the unrighteous action is done, then they find where to give harm. they're able to give harm. the unrighteous action, the negative karma, the unrighteous action, that opens the door, that opens and it becomes target. It becomes target, you see, to receive harm from others. So, human beings or non-human beings. So then their spirits, other beings, they're able to give harm to oneself. But that comes through the, first of all, oneself is created with unwholesome action out of these delusions. you see. So then together, so this kind of things, this kind of schizophrenia or the paranoia, this kind of hearing stance, hearing sound and so forth, all these strange things, it's connected together. One's own mind, the delusion and unrighteous action, then outside spirits, it's connected together. So then together, then these things, outside condition that, then these things happens. However, then because from our own side, negative action is done, unwholesome is done, so that makes oneself target. That makes oneself also target to receive harm from also from, you see, human beings. But if there's no mistake is done from our own side. you see, if there's no mistake done from someone's side, then no reason, there's no reason at all, and there's no way to receive harm from others. It's like this. It's like, we see when the Buddha became enlightened in the Buddha Gaya in India, the central place in India, after all, you know, 6 year retreat, all these things. then say, so asked to choose life. They did the retreat, you know, retreat the practice in 6 years. you see, after when Buddha, you see, the 15th, the morning, so, however, the day when Buddha became enlightened for the, one hundred million. say, anyway, 10 million or however, Maharas spirits, you see, they try to attack. they don't want Buddha, you see, the Buddha to be the kind of the to control everything. So, you see, to be the highest being, to be the highest being, to control everything. So they try to harm the Buddha. However, how much they try to harm all these so many millions and millions and millions try to harm with the say thunderbolts, with the weapons, with so many things, you see, the hailstorms and the, you know, the so many different ways try to harm, try to destroy. However, all the weapons, even they try to harm, but the, all the weapons become flower. Everything become flower. The flower rain towards the Buddha's holy body. when it comes to contact with Buddha's holy body, you see, when it comes near Buddha, it all becomes flower. So, however, if mind is pure, if the mind is pure, there's no mistake from outside side, you see, any, say, no reason, there's no reason at all, no cause, no reason to receive harm from anybody. because there's no reason to receive harm. you see, there's no mistake. No. So like that. So however, so one, anyway, so this is, this kind of thing is a little bit common of the East. Even though there are many things in the West which are not common in the East, many things. But this kind of called wind, this is different type of when the stress is it, when the stress the wind disease that's one type of wind disease. So, due to unskillfulness of mind, unskillfulness of mind, due to limitation of power, capacity, certain stress happens. So, when the stress is more and more developed, then it can lead to this, these things. so then, as I explained before, you see, then there's some mistake done, then also being able to define the way to give harm. so, however, best solution is a total transformation, understanding these things, however, total transformation. Total transformation. best thing then practice practice of purification, confessing, practice of purification, purifying the negative thoughts or the negative actions. then so there's personal practices, which is the best thing. then there's the meditations, that which meditation pushes, or meditation that one can, if one cannot do, one can ask others, that which involves, that which is involves, you see, that giving order, telling the spirits of, however, the liberating the person from those harms, from those outside harms, meditation to do to control them, those outside things, you see, interfere, so that there, you see, various things to do. However, so when I when I saw this in TV, that in what thought came in my mind? this kind of things easier. this kind of things easier, say, to be. So certain things to do operation, to certain things, you see, certain treatment, operation, things, that kind of medical treatment things, they're good, I say, to come to the West and to do. However, this kind of things generally quite generally say quite easy to be treated by, because there's more methods the teachings of sutra, the common, the teachings, and in particular tantra, especially tantra, there are so many methods for these things. The teaching is revealed by Buddha from the sutra, and in particular, the one what means to fully achieve enlightenment is tantra. But there's many variety of methods to solve these problems. So, however, so when I saw this, when the lady was asking very much, so I thought that that we have some lamas in here in Australia, very good teachers, very qualified teachers. There are quite few in Australia. So usually a person who heals these things is not enough just knowing the meditation itself, just knowing the mantra, or it's not enough. It needs many qualifications. Those are difficult qualifications. needs to be as much as pure in the morality, as much as a person is pure in the morality, in the moral conduct, there's more power to heal. There's more power to control those spirits. And they listen easier. There's more power to control them. And there's more power to quicker to heal, to liberate the patients from those harms. So because of the pure moral conduct that person lived in truthful life that much. So therefore there's more power when the person asks, you see, other beings, other higher beings, holy beings, or enlightened beings, or holy beings, or protectors, you see, who are those higher beings, who has power to, who has power to help. When such a person asks for help, there's more power in that, you see. Because this person is that much deserved, or I'd say, deserved, or because that much, you see, protected the action, you know, and lived pure morality. So this gives, this makes, this obliges them to help, to emit, you see, to give quick help. So somehow together like this, this person is able to heal. You see, the spiritual and whatever that is involved, you know, very quick to control. So, however, for them, there are many qualified, you know, students, there are many qualified, the good teachers. So I was thinking, you know, how to help them. That so one of the geishas that who could more benefit to help these people. That by doing pujas or by doing, how say, you know, there are so many things, many varied things. Even their own daily life practice, even their own daily life prayers, even whatever they do in their even daily life, without doing any additional things, other meditations, even there's so much to help, you see, to these people. So however, so I thought, so if one of the teachers, you see, whoever is more beneficial in doing this, they could help. Even everyone doesn't get recovered, but some people from that hundreds of people, some people even they get recovered. That's the benefit. That is a great help. So it depends on how much heavy cause they have, you see, from their each individual side, what they've created, how much little obstacle, how much heavy it is. So heavier it is, then the remedy, the power, has to be also the meditation or whatever the method, you see, has to be more, or then you know, then can challenge, you see, then can prevent, so like that. So however, in everyone doesn't get hurt, but some certainly can be helped. And that's experience in the East, normal, common experience. So my point of why I'm talking this. So therefore, now you can see, this way, now you can see it only came from your own mind. It only came from one's mind, all this, you know, what one see, what one hear, you see. Then by realizing this, then that you see, that cannot harm, then it doesn't bother anymore. You see, by realizing that it came from one's own mind, you see, that's due to wound disease. then you see, even these things happening, but you don't trust. But you don't trust in them. So therefore, it, when you don't trust, it's not, when you don't trust, it doesn't you see a body. When you think that's a hallucination. So like that. So that, that's just one example that, just one example, just in that. So it's not a problem. It doesn't bother when you relate to one's own mind. But when you don't relate to one's own mind, that it purely came from outside, so then that's the thing that which makes is it crazy or so frightened or so worried. So how about even that time, even that time, you see, even one hears those things, or one suspect, you know, somebody's going to do, or you see, somebody's criticizing, then immediately one rather accepting that upon oneself. Rather accepting that upon oneself, you see, this person is criticizing me. Rather taking that on yourself, then immediately, you see, you switch the object. Rather taking that on yourself, then you see, you use that as a weapon. That as a weapon to destroy the ego. Then thinking, immediately thinking, this is exactly what I needed. You see, while one is hearing criticism, this is exactly what I needed, you know, to destroy my ego, self-cherishing thought, who brings all these problems, you know, say, who doesn't allow all the success, who doesn't allow to have all the success, you know, or cause all the failures, which who didn't allow that to achieve ultimate happiness, I say, interfere temporal happiness, achieve ultimate happiness, even the highest peerless happiness, who didn't allow me to achieve this. So, this self-sharing part, we see, which tortures me all the time, brings all these problems, relationship problems, so forth. And then, you see, then give me so much harm to so many, to all the beings, directly or indirectly. This self-sharing part, which gives so much harm to others, you know, directly or indirectly, all other living beings, life to life. by realizing how this self-cherishing, how all the problems came from this, and you see, by recognizing this self-cherishing thought is the real, this is the real enemy, this is the real enemy one of oneself, then thinking, oh, this is exactly what I needed, so as if you have found a precious thing, or precious thing, treasure, or you see, the criticisms, or these harms, you see. Then one say, one use as a weapon to destroy the ego, the self-cherishing thought. Rather taking on yourself, then you use that, the criticism, you see, you give the criticism, the harms, criticism, which is the ego, the self-cherishing thought, to destroy, then thinking, then in the mind thinking, this is exactly this enemy self-cherishing thought you have now you have Now you have, and then you give it to the subjection cord, and then completely, you see, eliminate, completely destroy the subjection cord. subjection cord. this enemy that which harmed oneself in the past, which harming now, which will harm in the future, or constantly. So you see, in this way, these things what's happening. These things, what is due to us, paranoia, or what is due to disease, paranoia, whatever it is, it's same. I'm just using here with this relation to this disease. But however, so this way, you don't. When you use these things as a weapon to destroy the subjection thought, you don't see that it is harming to you. that thing is not there. You see, it is harming me. It is not there. This thought, this concept is not there. This concept is not there. You stop this concept. I see, by giving to the self-cherishing part. I see that, huh? So these things are not bothering to you. With this practice, meditation is not bothering to you. It's only become beneficial to you. To destroy the enemy who brings all the problems and makes you always unhappy. And dissatisfied, and who never allowed to develop the mind. You see, you know, to have better life. So this way, all these criticizing this, you see, this you see, the what's it called? The undesirable condition, you see, becomes supporting, helpful. So, while one is doing this meditation, it becomes rather, you see, rather, it didn't become undesirable. It didn't become undesirable, it became desirable condition. rather no need, it become need. It become useful, it become need. It become useful for oneself. Need. And like medicine. this ego is disease. these people badly treating you or criticizing. whatever. So, you're using as a medicine. You're using as a medicine to cure, you see, the inner, the disease, the chronic disease of the mind. So this way, then it becomes, you see, only need or useful. You see, one established thought, you see, one look at it pleasant, you see, one look at it pleasant and established thought like. So I go, stop here. Did all past, present, future, positive actions that I create. May the altruism source of all the happiness be generated with my mind of all other sentiments. Did all this past, present, future, positive actions, the one has created. may I achieve the highest happiness, the full enlightenment, and lead everyone to the state as quick as possible. Then, due to all these positive actions accompanied by me, then, any by oneself, any sentient who hears oneself, who touch, who remember, who talks about oneself, who think about oneself, but just by that, may they never be reborn in any unfortunate realms, and may they be free immediately from all the disease, spirit harm, good karma, obscurations, everything, and quickly achieve full enlightenment. I must apologize. Always I speak a long time. On and on. Huh? That when we do meditation, we also do meditation that even the gentleman then and Jacqueline so he could not understand and she what has more pain so visualize that I say also visualize together see. When we do meditation also, even they're not here, but sending light beams from these holy objects to dim and purify. So as we think also other sentient beings, so we can do, we can do visualization like that. So however, and dedicate the merits. And also that I'll be doing some pujas, some pujas. And that is a that which is say some pujas, some things. So whatever, as there's whatever, there's time. So some puja, as there's time, come time. Then, however, then. Also pray to dedicate the medicine.